Jackson Mayor Daniel Mahoney joins us just about every Wednesday.
Good morning. Good morning.
Happy we gave New him a couple year. Weeks off.
Gave me a few weeks off to get a little bit of rest before I got to make sure I'm up
reinvigorated,
bushy-tailed.
Yeah. How was Christmas with five girls?
It was beautiful. It was beautiful. I got great girls who were very appreciative of the gifts that they got. We didn't spoil them, but as usual, somebody in the family always does.
Yeah.
My dad sent gifts from Georgia for them, and their auntie Tina spoiled them. My mom spoiled them. Their uncle brought them a air fryer. That was the funniest gift to see them open. Ever. That was hilarious. They were like, I think it's an air fryer. And it was.
Wow. Unusual.
Yeah, it was. It was the biggest package, so they wanted to open that one first. Let's sure. open this first from Uncle Tay. I said, go ahead. He said it was for the whole family. So when they opened it, it was in a brown box that said air fryer on it. And they said, well, maybe he just put it in this box and it's something else.
Yeah, I've had a few of those also.
But it was good. Christmas was good.
So you ready to roll into the new year?
I am. I'm focused. I'm rejuvenated from the break, which was much needed. And, you know, just ready to dig into the work now.
Have you talked to the other councilmen?
I'm halfway through. So Karen, Freddie Dancy, and Will Forgraves, if you guys are listening, you guys are on my hit list. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. I'll talk to you this week, I promise. The other three I've gotten to already, was able to connect with Laura and Angelita and Arlene already to speak with them. Had a great conversation with the city manager. Took a tour of almost all of the departments in the city. Got to meet the leadership throughout the city departments. And, you know, we're ready to rock, man. We're ready to rock.
Yeah, you'll have a lot of openings for appointments coming up.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things you're looking at. That's one of the most important jobs I feel like the mayor has to do is to appoint to the committees and the boards that the city council is responsible for making appointments to. So we definitely have a lot of appointments coming up. So to the community who are out there listening, who are looking for a way to get involved, you know, pop onto that city website and submit an application. And the nice thing that happens is once you submit an application, you can be considered for any board or committee that comes up, but some of the ones that are newer have no appointments to them right now. So the police oversight committee has no appointments to it yet. Several applications that we're looking at, but no appointments to it yet. The Affordable Housing Authority has no appointments to it yet. Some applications are starting to roll in from that. That one is super important. It got that $3.5 million from ARPA funding to address the affordable housing needs in Jackson. There's a couple of open positions on both the Racial Equity Commission and the MLK Corridor Authority. Just a lot. The library board has an open seat or an appointment that's coming up. It's not a seat that's open currently, but it's an appointment that's coming up as well. Just a lot of boards and appointments that we have to make. So
you've been on committees like, you know, maybe not necessarily those, but like those. What qualities are you looking for?
I think the biggest thing, some have very specific requests. It depends on like the board or committee that we're looking to fill a seat for. They usually have a description of who has to be the makeup of that particular committee. Sometimes the what I've noticed in most of these that the city has is most of them require you to be a citizen that lives in the city.
Well, yeah.
So that's one huge thing. There are some ad hoc committees and some that don't require you to live in the city. But I think outside of that, the biggest thing is that you have to want to serve. You have to understand that these are not paid boards or committees to be on.
Have a passion for it.
You got to have a passion for what the work is in the whatever particular board you're applying to. You definitely have to have a passion for it.
Okay. COVID has not gone away.
It is not.
The city certainly has to. That's something they have to deal with.
It is. I mean, you know, it's funny because right before the holiday break, when I sat down with city manager Jonathan Green, one of the conversations that we had were around the city mask mandate, which is definitely understandable. I mean, I've been a proponent of mask wearing, you know, where it's appropriate and, you know, especially in large gatherings, you know, I try to make sure that we have masks on, my family and myself. But I will be the first to tell you, I hate wearing the mask. I hate it. One, I think, me, I'm a people person. I like to see people's smiling or frowning faces. I think that the facial expressions tell you a lot about, what's on a person's mind. And I think that wearing the mask kind of makes it easier for people to just kind of walk past you like you don't exist. So I really hate masks, but I understand the importance of it. And we were just having a conversation about, you know, what are we going to do? Are we going to continue this? Mm-hmm. Is it something that you're considering removing at any point? And, you know, Jonathan explained to me, listen, I would really like to, but I'm concerned about the spike that may happen over the holiday season. Let's revisit this conversation after the holiday. And I think his intuition was absolutely correct. I mean, because look at the way the COVID numbers have spiked. I mean, all up and down my social media, and I know people from across the whole United States, everyone has talked about how many people around them have been sick over this last 2 weeks. I mean, in Jackson specifically, Michigan specifically, has a very, very high number of positive cases. Jackson specifically as well has a very high number of new positive cases. So I think that COVID has not gone anywhere. I was just reading on the news that there's been some findings of another new variant, which I think is, I mean, it's a virus. It's going to continue to mutate and change as life goes on. And until we find an actual cure for this virus, if that ever happens. But there's been another mutation, and that has to be studied now. And that's, you know, it's after Omicron, and that's already something that's a mystery right now. So COVID is definitely still alive and kicking.
And it seems like more kids are being affected.
Yeah, and that's the scariest thing. You know, and, not that it wasn't already scary, but once you start seeing something has a higher rate of infection and impact on small children, I think that everybody should be alert. You know, I think that we should do everything that we can possible to keep our kids and our community safe. I know that there's a lot of people who have chose to, you know, voluntarily keep their kids at home because of being worried about this spike that we're in and returning back to school with everybody coming straight off the holidays.
Yeah, I think you're in the same boat as most people. You hate it, but you understand it. Yeah. Same thing with the vaccinations.
Yeah,
you don't
absolutely.
Like that, but you, yeah, you well, know see, why I, you get it.
You know, I'm definitely against, like, vaccination mandates, right? But I think that we have to do what's smartest for the majority of people. Now, I think it should be a choice still. You know, no matter what size of business you have, I think vaccination should be a choice for several different reasons. You don't know what people's personal reservations about vaccinations are. But I know myself and my wife and several of my family members are all vaccinated. I haven't gotten to the booster shot yet, but it's something that as I'm looking at this increase, I'm considering getting it, and we'll probably get it sometime within the next 2 weeks. And the big thing, Greg, is that, you know, that most people will scream immediately, the vaccine doesn't stop me from getting it, which is absolutely true.
Yeah.
It does not stop you from getting it, but what it does do is reduces the effects of COVID and is less likely to impact you in a way that will cause you to go to the hospital or potentially die if you have that vaccination. And if you've been vaccinated and it's time for that booster shot, then that booster shot is what will continue to keep you protected. So I've got some close relationships up at Henry Ford and talk with them often about what's going on around COVID as well as the health department. And it's definitely still something that we have to be well aware of, and do as much as we can to stay safe and healthy.
So first meeting is next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday, 6:30.
Anything on the plate there?
It looked like business as usual. The appointments, there's a couple of large purchases. We just got the agenda, I believe, yesterday. So next thing that I'll do is sit down and meet with the city manager and try to get as many of my questions answered that I have. So I'll be going through the agenda over the next day or two in detail so I can get a better understanding of some of the purchases. There's a couple of large purchases that I've got some questions about, but nothing out of the ordinary that I saw.
Police and fire, where are you going there?
As far as what?
Looking at any changes or no, status quo?
Not necessarily any changes. I mean, you know, the big thing that I know is that I don't know everything. I think as far as police and fire, if there's anything that they need or they feel like they need, then the biggest thing I want to do is be an advocate and a support for what they need, because they are the professionals of their line of work. Those are two of the departments that I haven't quite gotten around to. The nice thing is I generally meet with the chief about once a month, sometimes more often than that, with some of the projects that we're working on that we happen to both be involved in. So I see the chief pretty frequently. The fire chief, I've not had an opportunity. I've met him. He was in a meeting with Jonathan, and I didn't want to interrupt, but I met him, had a brief conversation with him. I'm looking forward to supporting our first responders in any way possible.
I guess one topic this time of year, snow removal, will be on the hit list.
I got a pretty nasty email from somebody who was
from everybody.
They were upset. The roads were plowed.
They wanted you to come out and shovel their sidewalk.
They wanted me to come out and salt all the streets is what they wanted me to do, which I definitely understand. But again, you know, and it's a great question. I've heard it before, you know, that in some situations when the roads are icy and it's a certain temperature out, that putting salt down doesn't really remedy the ice that's on the road. And I can't remember the science behind it, but I understand the concern. I mean, we think as a citizen, well, you know what, when there's salt on my front concrete steps or sidewalk, I put salt out, the salt melts the ice. It should be the same for the roads. They generally put salt on the roads. Why isn't there salt on the roads today? I mean, that same day that I got that email, I mean, I had a hard time getting around that morning also. I believe it was Monday morning. I had a hard time getting around as well. But, I mean, we live in the state of Michigan. And as far as I can remember, for the 39 years that I've been alive, Greg, it has snowed every winter. Every winter, the snow has to be plowed. It takes time. And it's not an easy job. I mean, there was just an article that I believe talked about the County Road Commission and introduced one of the snowplow drivers, and she was saying how difficult of a job it is. It's not a just get in the truck and drive around type of job. It's very, very difficult. I know it's very rough on the body because you're riding in that truck and plowing the road. So I think that we have to have a little bit of grace and a little bit of patience, and understand that we live in a state that when it snows, you better drive carefully, because the roads are unforgiving sometimes. So again, that's another department that I just look to support as much as possible, as well as learn as much as possible about, like I said, I know that there's a science behind when they put salt down, how that affects the ice or doesn't affect the ice in certain situations. So it's definitely some questions that I'll be asking around that, just so I can equip myself with knowledge to be able to answer questions when citizens have them.
Anything new on that housing commission or what you're looking at?
No,
there.
Not anything particular. Not anything particularly new. I know that there's some interest around the community and people who
to get on the board
to get on that board. And I'm interested to see that board get to work. You know, I've looked at the ordinance and what they're tasked at doing. I think that it's it should have a great impact. You know, some of the complaints is that it's not enough money, but I think that the bottom line is it'll never be enough money. So we have to work with what we have and try to stretch it as far as possible and have the largest impact on affordable housing in this community as possible. And most importantly, we have to be willing to work collaboratively. This is not an individual issue, so we have to work collaboratively.
Those are important selections, aren't they?
They really are. They really are.
You can't just pick somebody out of a hat.
No, it definitely determines the success level of the committee that you're appointing to. So I take appointments to these boards and committees very, very, very seriously because you don't want them to be weighted too much in one way or the other. You want to make sure that it's a balanced board. Excuse me, with individuals who are equipped to actually get the work done that committee or board is tasked at completing.
So you're looking for people to...
Looking for people to go online and fill that application out and sign up. I mean, the city website is cityofjackson.org. You can go right on there to boards, committees, and appointments, fill out an application. And I am pretty sure that we will have a release sometime this week of the boards and appointments that we are looking to fill.
Okay.
So that way people can know what's available out there. They are putting a report together right now of all of the open seats and up and coming open seats so that way we can advertise that on the city social media and city website and potentially I would hope that they put something out on MLive for people to read about as well. So
on what?
On MLive.
Oh, what's that?
Oh.
You send me one.
We gonna definitely send you one.
Okay.
For sure.
Thanks. Mayor Mahoney, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me, and Happy New Year. Good to see you always.
Meeting next Tuesday. Of course, the public cordially.
Yes.
Welcome.
And respectfully. And good morning to my girls, and have a good day at school.